Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Innocencia, I-N-O-C-E-N-C-I-A, Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N. Innocencia Guzman is now a 54-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 8/21/12. Apparently, she was pulling bed sheets from a bed and injured her left shoulder. Apparently, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, later in 2012. Apparently, she states her last date of treatment was on 8/19/20, period. She denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Apparently, she indicates in September of 2012, she fell in an office and was injured again. Apparently, she denies receiving any treatment at that time. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional medical records now supplied, Ms. Guzman received an order proving settlement on 9/4/18 to be inserted. Period. She then applied for review or modification of that award. Period. New paragraph on 11/8/13. She was evaluated by Dr. Gaffney, who offered impairment readings. Period. He re-examined her on 8/22/17 and did the same. In paragraph on 6/15/20, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer. Period. He noted her extensive course of treatment to date. Period. She had undergone arthroscopy of the left shoulder with rotator cuff repair, comma, extensive debridement, comma, labral tear and rotator cuff tear, comma, acromioplasty and bursectomy, comma, release of coracoacromial ligament by Dr. Zook on 11/2/12. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed the x-rays from 8/22/12 and the MRI from 9/19/12. Apparently diagnosed left shoulder pain and traumatic complete tear of the left rotator cuff with possible recurrent tear. Period. Exam that day showed reasonable range of motion but rather significant weakness with resisted flexion. Period. She also had a positive Sperling's maneuver at the posterior cervical spine with reproducible pain over the trapezius. Period. He recommended an MRI arthrogram in the left shoulder, period, that would determine the plan for further treatment, period. In the paragraph, she did undergo MR arthrogram on 8/19/20 to be inserted here, period. She was scheduled to follow up with Dr. Dwyer again on 10/12/20, but was a no-show, period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed healed, fading portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Shoulder abduction bilaterally was 170 degrees with tenderness on the left. Period. Bilateral abduction was to 160 degrees. Period. Left shoulder internal rotation was to 80 degrees, but full on the right to 90 degrees. Period. Most of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Many muscle testing was 5/5 resisted left shoulder internal rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. She was tendered palpation posteriorly about the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers normal, cervical. She was tendered at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. And thoracic is normal. Impressions on 8/21/12. Innocencia Guzman was injured at work as marked in my prior reports. Period. Since last evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement on 9/4/18 and then reopened her claim. Period. In paragraph, she returned to Dr. Dwyer on 6/15/20. He had her undergo an updated MR arthrogram on 8/19/20 to be inserted. Compared to whether she failed to show and follow up on 10/12/20 to review these results, and any possible further treatment recommendations. In paragraph, the current examination found virtually symmetric range of motion about the shoulders. Period provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period she had mild weakness and resisted left shoulder internal rotation. Period she had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as previously offered. And that is the end.